dictation for Robert Bratcher, B-R-A-T-C-H-E-R, June 2054, addressed as a letter to Kurt Voigt, NP, A02A446. Dear Kurt, follow up Mr. Bratcher, chronic kidney disease. Last visit in May, blood pressure runs high. Very variable at home, highs and lows. Recent gout, right side the first toe. Also arthritis of the knees. Non-coronary artery disease, a lot of stresses at home. Neuropathy, affecting his ability to sleep. Appetite is down, reactive, denies vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, denies changes in urination, denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. Other review system is negative. He was recently placed in jail from non-aggressive behavior. Medication list review, takes no blood pressure medicines. Next paragraph, blood pressure today, 170/90 on the left side. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, tenderness, no edema, focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, creatinine worse, 3.39. Baseline has been progressively middle upper twos. Present GFR 19, a low sodium, normal potassium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, elevated phosphorus, anemia 12. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4, refuses to learn about dialysis and options, refuses AV fistula, willing to do chemistry on a regular basis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We will monitor the low sodium, presently normal potassium, acid-based nutrition, calcium. That has phosphorus, is going to require binders. That has anemia, but no EPO treatment. I'm going to do a renal Doppler, given the very small kidney on the right side, normal on the left. He has coronary artery disease and others. He understands that the kidney is too small to be safe, but potentially might help control blood pressure, and that will protect the other kidney. Of course, that means the exposure to IV contrast and the potential risk. Continue educating patient, emotional support provided, end of dictation.